Want to learn how to be an entrepreneur?
You are dedicated and devoted to a life of developing new ideas and innovations, willing to take calculated career risks, achieving independent wealth and success. Then you are ready to experience the entrepreneur effect. We'll highlight opportunities for entrepreneurs in digital marketing through interesting, practical, and thought-provoking interviews and monologues. Increase your income and be your own boss by listening to The Entrepreneur Effect. Please welcome your host, a 25-year veteran in sales, management, and business development, Dush Ramachandran.
Hi, and welcome to Entrepreneur Effect. This is Dush Ramachandran, and my guest today is Ray Rothrock, who is the author of the new book, Digital Resilience, Is Your Company Ready for the Next Cyber Threat? And he's also the CEO of Red Seal, which is a cybersecurity enterprise. Welcome, Ray.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it, Dush.
It's a pleasure to have you here. So this is a really interesting book that you've outlined the cybersecurity threats that we all face. But before we dive into it, give us an overall picture of the problem of cybersecurity and how it has increased in recent times and what some of the causes might be.
Sure, I'd be happy to, and I think that's a good introduction as to why I wrote the book. So I've been investing as a venture capitalist with Venrock for 25 years prior to being CEO of Red Seal in cyber. And I have watched the threats emerge. I have watched the entrepreneurial community come up with counter threats, you know, counter technologies to those threats over and over and over. And what happened in 2013 with the Target attack was a clear aha moment for me, and I think for most everybody, because here's a great company, Target, with all the technology engineers and budget, yet they were hacked, and they were hacked badly and quite effectively. So why? The question is, why did that happen?
Right.
And, you know, it's not unusual these days, particularly the last 5 years or so. Most every organization, every company is now becoming very highly digitized, very much on the network. The whole business, every transaction, every medical claim, every checkbook, everything is run on the network. And so you couple this sort of technological threats from the cyber bad guys with the fact that you're completely turning your organization into completely being on the network. Those two things make for a recipe that I think we weren't quite ready for. That is, now threats are easily infiltrating into our networks and we're really not prepared for it. Hence the notion resilience. Because resilience, the textbook definition of resilience is responding to an impairment and not suffering any damage as a result. And so as I have watched these great technologies, and you still need them, by the way, this isn't one or the other. It's a joint effort. All these technologies that deal with all these threats, you still are going to be attacked. That malware is going to get inside your network, and how you respond to it and how quickly you respond to it makes all the difference in the world.
Great. So just to very quickly look at the causes of these cyber attacks. Is it primarily for gain, or are some of these cyber attacks a result of hackers just wanting to show off their prowess with the technology and ability to do it, just thumbing their nose at people? So talk to us a little bit about that. What's the motivating factor?
Yeah, the motivating factor is money, clearly, and a lot of money. The bad guys in 2016, according to Forbes magazine, shows that they harvested about $2 trillion out of the digital economy. $2 trillion. That's about 10% of the U.S. economy. That is a non-trivial number.
Sure.
So it's about money. Now, 25 years ago, I was some high school kid. Remember, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak were hacking the phone system with touch tones, right?
Sure.
So these things have been happening a long time for various different reasons, but today it's highly organized. I've read numbers as high as there's 100,000 individuals that are engaged in some sort of cyber malfeasance. And then and what's really happened in the last 2 or 3 years is state actors have gotten involved. The Sony attack with the attack from North Korea. In fact, I just read this weekend in the New York Times that they've really upped their game. And the Russians are in our electric grid, according to our intel community in Washington. So there's various reasons, but the primary reason is money.
Okay. And so if the primary reason is money, then I would imagine there would be some sort of digital ransom.
Yes.
And so in the case of the Target breach, and in many of those other breaches that we hear of, were there actually ransom demands? Were they being held up for some amount of money to prevent future hacking?
In the case of Target, no. It was the actual theft of identities, passwords, names, social security numbers, what have you. And so that goes into the dark web. It's resold. It's like, what do you call it when you steal? You fence it. So they fence identities to create other credit cards and stuff. And it's a real hassle when that happens. It's actually happened to me twice. So it's a real hassle. The other there is a case of ransomware, and that's a very popular term now. It shows up in the newspapers pretty much every week, and this is where they commandeer an endpoint, a computer, a server or something, lock down the information, say, if you want it, you got to pay me $50 or something.
Sure.
And what, or even $5,000. And the question is, how much is too much, and how often do people pay, and does your insurance cover that payment, for example? It's a very complicated result for a company if they, you know, like my little company here, if they were to lock down our data center and hold our source code for ransom, that would be a big effect. That would shut me down.
Sure.
In a few weeks. So I'd have to do something about it, either pay it or get the law enforcement involved or something. We actually have a defense against it, but as most people do, but I bet a lot of people still don't have a ransomware defense.
Right. Just sticking with the size of the problem or the scope of the problem to begin with, you gave some pretty alarming numbers just a couple of minutes ago. Did you say it was $3 trillion that's generally been impacted by cybersecurity threats?
The number I read was $2 trillion.
$2 trillion, okay.
$2 trillion of commerce. And by the way, three is not bad either, because there's about $1 trillion of intellectual property that has been estimated to have been stolen. That's different than selling information for money.
Sure, sure. Well, a trillion here and a trillion there, pretty soon it adds up some real money.
Yeah.
You know, you're exactly right. So, staying focused on the nature of the problem, we'll
right.
get to solutions in just a second. But staying focused on the nature of the problem, with state actors now being involved, with this being sort of a forefront in the field of espionage between different countries and so on, as well as for just plain theft and sale of identities on the dark web, etc. Is there truly a defensible system? I mean, is it possible? Well, obviously, you can disconnect your computer from the internet.
Yeah.
But absent that, is there really a defensible strategy?
Not a 100% defensibility. That's a key element, I believe, of our time and age that we're in now. There is no perfect defense. You
right.
will, you are, you will be hacked. Let me ask you this, I think related. Do banks still get robbed at gunpoint today?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, of course. So there's no perfect defense for that either. And
no,
it's not any different in the cyber world.
I think that's a really good point. The reason I wanted for us to focus on that for just a second was I wanted our listeners to be fully aware that there is no silver bullet out there, but there are things that you could be doing. And I think that is the key point of your book, which we'll dive in just a second. So based on your background in the area of cybersecurity, what was it that prompted you to write the book? Yes, there is this problem, and it's, you know, it's growing bigger every day. Cybersecurity problems are today greater than they were 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 20 years ago, and it's reasonable to assume that they will continue to grow. So we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation. Stay tuned.
Very good.
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of The Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
St. Jude continues to advance by increasing cure rates in childhood cancer. And donors are important to us because you get the feeling that you have a team behind you. When it comes to research and advancements, there are some things that only we can do because we have the resources and we have the focus. And so if St. Jude doesn't do it, who will?
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
You are experiencing The Entrepreneur Effect, only on webmasterradio.fm. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
Welcome back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. My guest today is Ray Rothrock, who is the author of the new book, Digital Resilience, Is Your Company Ready for the Next Cyber Threat? And he's also the CEO of Red Seal, which is a cybersecurity enterprise. So, Ray, before the break, we were talking about the nature of the problem of cybersecurity. And I think we all came to the conclusion that this is certainly something that's going to continue to grow bigger. And there is no perfect defense against it, just as there is no perfect defense against any bad thing that can happen. But what are some simple things that you talk about in the book that every business owner, every entrepreneur can, what are some of the simple steps that every business owner can take to maybe get as much protection as possible or make their systems as defensible as possible?
Well, there's many things you can do on that front. Let me just lay out a few and then I'll dive into one. So one is just knowledge and understanding. These networks today, even in a modest business, are very complicated. They're full of maybe scores, if not hundreds of different machines and components. They're hooked together wirelessly, wired. They're in the cloud, hybrid cloud, all this complication. It's very difficult to know and understand everything. So you have to have an inventory. And with that inventory, you can then have visibility. And part of that inventory is how, and this is a deep dive on this, is your equipment up to its most latest patch? Have you updated it? The whole WannaCry thing, it was a vulnerability because people didn't patch a particular Apache server. And if you didn't, then you were susceptible to it. If you did, Microsoft had already put out a patch to defeat that particular threat. So keeping your gear up to date, your computers, your routers, your switches, whatever is updatable, your phones, your laptops, is very, very important. That's one. The second thing is you need to train your people. Just as we learn to wash our hands and trim our fingernails and comb our hair, We need to be smart about cybersecurity. The number one cause of a malware getting into a corporation is a phishing attack, spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G.
Sure.
This is age-old spy crap. I mean, Benjamin Franklin deployed it, believe it or not, back in the Revolutionary War. But you need to recognize when this thing comes in on your email, is it really from the boss? Is it really from the CFO? And it's amazing the little telltales that sort of give it away. And there are now online training things. A lot of companies have policies, personnel policies, that say you have to take these tests and pass them in order to keep your job or to move on or whatever it is. Those are very important. 95% of all successful breaches start with a phishing attack. 95%. So imagine if you could get all your people to be 100% effective against phishing, you would reduce your threats enormously. I don't know how many orders of magnitude, but a bunch. The other thing, and this is also part of what I've learned over these many years, is people don't measure cybersecurity. You know, we measure grades in school. We measure our scores on tests. We measure profitability. We measure growth rates. But we don't measure cybersecurity. How good is it? What's the measure that you use? One of the things that we invented here at Red Seal is called a digital resilience score. We actually score the network and give you a recipe to how to make it better, depending upon what we discover in the course of that. There are a lot of companies that provide scores, and one should use those, because how do you know you're making it better? If you're a big company and your chief security officer comes in and says, I want to spend $10 million on these three technologies, the board should say, okay, sounds good. So measure it today and measure it then to show us that you actually made it better. That's a new concept that the boardroom and most managements don't have. So those are three things, patching, fish training, and then measurement. Those are three big areas that I talk about in the book.
Right. And, you know, in your book, in one of the chapters, chapter six, The Measure of Resilience, Assessing and Improving Your Digital Resilience, you talk about kind of the notion of how you would do that, the end of security, and, you know, you know, why businesses lack resilience. So an interesting thing that comes up when you read the book is, you know, there are these very large corporations, never mind, you know, the smaller businesses, but they're very large corporations with massive IT organizations deployed, you know, worldwide, and they've got very talented people that are paid a lot of money. How is it and why is it that their systems are still so fallible? Is it because the chain is as weak as its weakest link? So, you know, one individual employee responds to a phishing email, and so therefore the entire system is compromised? Or is it just that it's so hard to defend against these types of attacks that no matter how large and how sophisticated your IT infrastructure, you just can't stop it?
Yeah, I think it's actually something else. I think if you look at the digitization of the world in the last decade, for example, we can go back 30 years ago, but these networks have been built at breakneck speed, yes, by smart people spending good hard-earned dollars and doing it as best they can. But they've been built very quickly by many different people and oftentimes for many different purposes. It'd be as if you built your house and you hired a different general contractor every week, and they would interpret the plans slightly differently. And over time, the house may not all fit together perfectly. Likewise for your network. And then you just have the human error element. At Red Seal, when we find big problems in the network, and we always do, we can usually trace it back to what we call the fat thumbs problem, a human error.
Sure.
Good engineers, we all make mistakes. So you accidentally leave that back door open to the cash register, for example, or to your intellectual property vault or whatever. You didn't mean to, but it's there. And you don't know it unless you can test it and see it. So it's the speed with which these things have been built. It's the human error that's involved in all that building. Many of our clients today are completely re-architecting their core networks because they realize that even 3 or 4 years ago, those architectures, those ideas of what they thought would make them resilient or at least defensible have changed and evolved. The threats have changed and evolved. So they are also, well, you can imagine if you've got 10 or 50,000 routers in a giant corporate network, that takes time and there's a lot of opportunity for a mistake.
Absolutely. So bringing this back closer to home, many of our listeners are smaller business owners, entrepreneurs. They're not necessarily running, though there are some that are running larger companies. Many of them are running, not companies like Shell or IBM or Procter & Gamble, but they're running, modest, good-sized companies.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
And, cybersecurity is as real a threat to them as it is to a large multinational corporation like Shell or IBM or Procter & Gamble. So on a smaller scale, you talk in the book about some of the things that business owners can do to protect themselves against these types of hacking attempts and so on. So how could... if you could talk to maybe one or two ideas that business owners can implement that would make their systems more resilient, what would that be?
Sure. And small businesses typically do not have a budget or have a giant IT group or security group, so they're sort of stuck, right? So let me just give you what Red Seal. So we're a cybersecurity company. However, I outsource all my security activity to my firewall, my gateway to the outside world, to a little company in San Francisco called Cloudflare. This is a company I backed when I was at Venrock back in 2010. But this company provides Microsoft, Google, Apple class security for a subscription every month. All I have to do is route my traffic. So the first thing you can do is have a third-party service skim and clean all your inbound and outbound traffic. It's not perfect, but it's a heck of a lot more perfect than if you didn't do anything at all. And it's cheap. So that gets you a bunch of great security engineers working on your behalf through automated systems. Because probably your IT guy in your small company, like he is in mine, he's not a security guy. He takes care of laptops and servers and network. He keeps all that other stuff going, right, just to keep the business going. But that's one thing you can do. And the other thing is, honestly, I do think training is very important. Most people... even young people coming out of college, they've never been trained in the whole phishing thing, and that's our number one threat. So, how do you reckon? A robber walks down the street with a gun in his hand. Your facial and your mental recognition that guy's trouble. You should get as good at that with your email, because that's your primary, in text, anything else, your primary communication device. By the way, it flows in and out of every. Of the ports on your firewall because you want it. You need it for business. Sure. But I think using an outsource, and there are plenty of them do it, Verizon, AT&T, they all do it, Cloudflare does it, and then training your people. Those are the for a small business, I just think that's, and it's not that expensive. Like I say, we do it here, and I get a lot of...
We'll talk more. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Ray. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more of The Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
AM Days 2018 comes to Las Vegas, May 16th and 17th. Register now at amdays.com. Make the most of your performance marketing with help from some of the most iconic brands, including Microsoft, Capital One, Uber, Backcountry, and many more. AM Days 2018 brings together a powerhouse of industry leaders and dealmakers to network and share insights on the latest practices and cutting-edge updates in performance marketing and more. Make plans to be in Las Vegas for our landmark 10th event, AM Days 2018 Las Vegas, May 16th and 17th. Webmaster Radio listeners can save 20% on two-day and combo passes using promo code WMR20. Register now at amdays.com.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
All of of your favorite webmasterradio.fm programs on air and on demand 24/7. Find our shows on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, and anywhere you download your podcasts. Add some podcasts to your playlist as part of a better profit margin. More refreshing talk radio on air and on demand 24/7. Only on webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect, only on webmasterradio.fm. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
And welcome back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. And my guest today is Ray Rothrock, who is the author of the new book, Digital Resilience, Is Your Company Ready for the Next Cyber Threat? And he's also the CEO of Red Seal, which is a cybersecurity enterprise. So, Ray, before this last break, we were talking about what businesses can do, especially small businesses, what they can do to secure themselves against cyber threats that are increasing. Now, many of our smaller businesses tend to run their email, and very few of them would actually have their own email server. Google offers a very attractive email service for the enterprise, which works for small corporations really, really well, because now you don't have to operate an email server and you don't have to worry about all of that. It's all handled in the cloud by Google. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, I'm imagining, maybe I'm wrong, but I'd love for you to correct me if I am. Does having your email run through Google, does that automatically take care of many of the concerns associated with cybersecurity? Does Google do what Cloudflare or somebody else might do?
Yeah, they will do a lot. I don't know precisely what they do, but they have to do something. Sure, we all have spam, and they have anti-spam and all those kinds of things. To the extent that they're observing the malwares that are born and unleashed on the world. I know a lot of the firewall companies, Checkpoint and Palo Alto, both have threat analysis for inbound traffic. And it's not just email. Sometimes it can come in through web traffic. It can come in through other services that you may be running. Telephone, voice over IP, for example. When there's packets moving in and out of your organization, the bad stuff can get hooked to it through amazing ways. And so, you need to have that capability for all the packets flowing in and out. But Google, for sure, and anybody with an outsourced email service, Microsoft, for example, they all have tremendous capabilities there, but it's not perfect. That's why resilience is an important element of any company.
That's a really good point. Now, for many of our listeners who might have been intrigued by this conversation we've just had and would like to connect with you to understand how Red Seal could help them or how you could help them, what's the best way they can connect with you?
Well, I am Ray at redseal.net, and I'm happy to receive an email there. My Twitter is at Ray Rothrock, and Red Seal is redseal.net. But send an email to me, and I'll be happy to respond and either answer questions or get you to the right people, whether it's a Red Seal product or somebody else. One of the benefits of having been a venture capitalist for nearly 30 years, I know a lot of people, a lot of products, and kind of have a big view of what's going on out there. It's crazy times. There are over 2,000 cyber companies, and I don't think anybody is going to buy 2,000 products. So what do you buy and how you think about it is what I'm – this at this point in my life, that's what I like to do. So happy
Great.
To help.
Wonderful. And so would Red Seal be able to provide sort of guidance and counseling as well in terms of consulting on cybersecurity, or do you just provide products?
We primarily provide products, but we also do consulting. You can imagine our engineers are some of the best at reading the tea leaves in anybody's network. So we do a whole lot of assistance on how to architect better networks, how to interpret the scores, how to interpret the vulnerabilities on your endpoints and where they really get into trouble, where they may get in trouble for you. Yeah, we do a whole lot of that. But we primarily make software.
Okay. And for people that would like to get a hold of a copy of your book, Now, is it available wherever books are sold? Has the book been launched?
Yep. Yeah, the book was launched late April. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. There's also an audio book and Kindle also. So it's available there. And, the rollout is just beginning, but it's for sure available at both of those websites.
Nice. And so the book is Digital Resilience. Is your company ready for the next cyber threat? And the author, our guest today, is Ray Rothrock. Rothrock. And so, yeah, redseal.net is the company. So please do check it out. And Ray, thank you so much for taking the time to spend with us today. It's been a pleasure. And I hope our listeners have gotten a lot of good value from understanding how they can secure themselves against digital threats based on our little conversation here. Thank you.
Thank you, Dush. Really appreciate the time.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.